Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Paul Skeens, a mere mortal, a man who was assaulted by a power surge, Mr. David.
Good morning, Mully. Happy Friday. Yeah, the Cubs did what the Cubs do to good pitchers. They hit him all over the ballpark. And he was a mere mortal yesterday. Still, I think, among the best pitchers in baseball. Still on my list of top five gate attractions for pitchers.
Fair.
But the Cubs are the best offense in baseball for a reason. And they've got power up and down that lineup. And that was their day. So, Paul Skeens,
He's no Colin Ray.
He's no Colin Ray.
Let's get it out
there. He wasn't the best pitcher on the mound yesterday.
No, he was
not. At PNC Park. Who thought you'd be able to say that this year?
He's been doing pretty well.
You know what?
He pitched well yesterday. Paul Skeens was battling with his location a bit.
He was.
He was struggling.
Three homers in one inning.
That was pretty awesome.
Hope to get out of a Cub lineup that good and that deep. But I think you have in Skeens still he looks like an ace.
Yeah, I mean,
but you take this and you run with it.
He's a great pitcher.
Focus was there.
You beat him.
They grind out at bats.
Yep.
And they have the capability of going deep on occasion. And Seiya Suzuki, with due respect, you know, we have to say this again, keep reiterating it as long as he keeps hitting. The offseason, guys like me, we were critical of him and whether or not they should trade him and how he was going to be as a DH and all those things. He's got a higher OPS than Kyle Tucker.
Let me tell you something. That guy, not only did he have, you know, two homers and a really big game, that guy showed more emotion in that game than I have seen from him as a Cubs player. He was almost animated. He was so pleased when he hit his home run and then the next one. That guy was jacked up and looked like he was having a blast.
He should be.
Right up to the point where they did the post-game interview. And then it was just, I was kind of like, I don't know what we need here, but we got to somehow tap into the emotion he was showing earlier. That guy was smiling.
From the interview perspective?
Well, I think it was he was listening carefully to the translation,
right,
and then he was answering the question. He was kind of serious Seiya once again. And I thought to myself, man, like you ought to ask him about, hey, man, you really seem pleased. Like are you feeling? Like, just tap into his emotion somehow.
Well, I think the emotional Seiya is what the Cubs see.
Yes.
And I think that's what they enjoy. And
yes.
When you hear people on the team talk about Seiya and talk about his sense of humor and how much fun he has.
Tap into it.
Well, it's difficult, though, because of kind of what we were talking about yesterday with Luis Robert Jr.
Right.
And players who, you know, there is something that is lost in translation sometimes.
I agree.
And it's unfortunate, but it's true. And I think Seiya Suzuki is a good example of that. He does appear to be having more fun this year.
Oh, my gosh.
He's off to a really great start, so you understand why he's enjoying this.
You know, why not ask him about it? That's all I'm saying. Why not, like, just try to break through a little bit? And I wonder about the translator. I'm not picking on anyone, but is he serious as a heart attack, too? Can you get him to loosen up a little bit?
It's interesting you mention that, because you remember a year ago, they changed translators for Seiya Suzuki. And I don't know that he enjoyed that as much as you would think.
I'm just saying that like Shota Imanaga has become this like cult figure.
Mm-hmm.
And Seiya's having as good a year as anybody on the team, as you point out. Even Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
So like he seems like he's really enjoying it. How do you get that out?
Well, I think it's interesting.
I just want more of that.
But I think it doesn't feel like it's his personality to be publicly as effusive as we see sometimes in private moments or in moments that are contained to the dugout or his teammates on the field. The celebrations are fun.
Oh, yeah.
And he's enjoying himself. And I suppose from a Cub fan perspective, you're just glad that he is somebody who appears to be very popular with teammates. And then the rest is interesting to follow, but I am curious about how that will evolve as he becomes more successful, more visible, because he's having many more days like yesterday, he's going to be front and center.
This isn't his first rodeo. I mean, he's been here for a bit. We need to have tapped into that a little bit.
Don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, I just think for him, I think he'd have a better time.
Yeah.
And everybody, like, you know what it's like.
But when you say
it's
that,
it's like a giant party. Everybody loves the guy.
But when you say that, my mind goes to Jose Abreu, because it felt like he was a guy that always enjoyed himself with teammates. Didn't always translate when he was talking or being interviewed or being interpreted.
That's a fair
assessment. And Jose Abreu was somebody that was affable, respected in that clubhouse as much as anybody. And I don't know, never quite connected with the fan base in a way that most people who are MVPs or have a lot of success do.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be, I think, something a little bit lost in translation or a little bit missing from that tight of a connection with the fan base or the public. But yesterday, hearing Craig Counsell talk about Seiya Suzuki's swing and calling it a beautiful thing.
Oh,
and
here, let's take a listen. This is great.
Seiya, what is it about his swing where he's able to make such hard contact consistently?
He's a strong man. He's got a beautiful swing, and he's a strong man, and that's it.
I love that.
You know, but I
love that.
But like when he's at the plate and when he's hitting like this, he does look like, you look at him like, you know, look how put together that guy is. Like, you can't help.
Back up 2 years.
But have, exactly.
Or the beginning of last season, was it, when he had the oblique strain?
Yeah.
We were like, boy, he looks jacked. Oh, he has more muscles to pull.
Yeah.
And he pulled all of them, it seemed. Yeah. But he does look like he is, his physique, he is strong, he is tight, and now he's making contact. And hearing Craig Counsell say he's a strong man with a beautiful swing,
you know what's
is
funny,
a great description.
But like when he says he's a strong man, I think of like a guy at a circus in like a tight. You know what I mean? That's just kind of what goes through my head when I hear the term strong man.
But I think of him taking like the big hammer or the boom. But he's
a beautiful swing,
making contact.
Yeah, he is.
And he's connecting. And I think the texter 813 brings up an interesting point. We wondered about him being a full-time DH, what that would do to his approach and what he would do between at bats and all those things.
He's better.
He's better.
He's better.
Do you think there's cause effect there? Because I think he wanted to play the field, remember?
Oh, I know. Everyone wants to play the field, but he struggled to play the field. There were those games where he'd have some bizarre, like, horrible-looking error, and you'd just kind of be like, like, how do you hide that?
Well, his defensive prowess disappeared
But
the last couple seasons, but he came in known as a defensive outfielder. Remember?
Oh, I know.
He was a guy with a good glove, yes. And they're paying him all the money because he was a plus defender and a big arm and all those things. And then he had a couple real high profile misses.
Yes.
And it was hard to get past those images in your head.
But you're right. Like his response to being a DH. We've talked to Frank Thomas about this, about the difficulty of going from being an everyday player to a guy who only has to worry about hitting.
It's boring.
You get in your own head, and you can struggle a little bit when you first make that transition. This guy he's hit the ground running. He's been fantastic. He, like I said, he looks like he's having a blast.
Also, kudos to Craig Counsell again, because yes, that was a great description, but don't you remember when last year feel like there was some, not friction, but there was a disconnect between the two. And he prioritized communicating with Seiya Suzuki this year and took it on himself and said, I need to do a better job.
Right.
And it seems like, obviously, it's easier to communicate with somebody when they're smiling all the time.
Yes.
And Seiya Suzuki seems to be enjoying having the highest OPS of any guy in that top of the order. But Seiya Suzuki and Craig Counsell seem to be on the page this year, on the same page this year, and that's making a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, he's really made a huge difference. He's really raised the level of his game, and he's another guy that could be headed to an all-star game.
Yeah, he could. He's having an all-star season.
No question.
And yet he wasn't the hottest hitter in the Cub lineup during the Pirate series.
No, that's Dansby Swanson.
Dansby Swanson. Yes.
He got a solo homer in the power surge.
He started it.
And then back-to-back jacks. Gosh. They ran the guy out. I mean, how awesome was that? Seriously.
He was definitely more man than machine.
Dustin is sitting there. He is so proud of himself.
He's so proud for calling that shot.
Yeah,
I get it. He has had a good week.
He's doing well for himself.
He was due.